Well, welcome in, KSDP listeners. You might hear the strain in the voice a little bit because that means we're on the last day of a marathon of hoops up here in Anchorage. The King Cove boys, still alive. They're playing on the final day of the high school basketball season for 1A, and they're going to have a opportunity to take fourth place here, but they're going to have to get past the tough Bering Strait team in Shishmara to get there. King Cove, Graydon Severian, Gary Gould, Jason Duarte, Dylan Larson, and J.C. McNeff out there for the T-Jacks. Coming off a win, tight one over Kipnuck yesterday. That was a 53-51 score, 53-50 score. The King Cove boys able to hang on and advance to this final day of the 1A season. Dylan Larson's going to fire a three to get things underway. That's going to come up short, and it'll be Shishmaref ball. They come at you with Jeremiah Ayatunga, Kenneth Stevenson, Fred Sinek, and Edward Kakiuk. Eric Nyakpuk also out there for the Northern Lights of Shishmaref. Fred Sinek going to shoot a three to get things started, and he's going to hit it. A quick shot in the corner for just talking to Coach over here for Shishmaref, and this is their third straight 8 a.m. game, and hard to get used to, but maybe they are now. Graydon Severian says he's awake too, and he's going to answer with a three-pointer from the top of the key. Down low, they'll go to Kenneth Stevenson for Shishmaref. He's going to back out and fire and knock down another jumper. Fast little start here as we open up inside the first 2 minutes of this fourth-place game here in the 1A state tournament. Gary Gould with it, knocked loose. Eric Nyakpuk comes away with the steal. Over to Fred Sinek against Gary and a whistle. This is going to go on Gary Gould. And to the line will be Fred Sinek. Good defense there by, I said, Nyakpuk, and it was actually Kakiuk that came through and came up with the steal. Shot up and off the mark.
Fire!
So Sinek going to get another look here, folks. Now, it's the morning game, and we're all waking up here after a long tournament. And just want to remind you, too, that we got a girls game coming up after this at 9:30. The King Cove girls are going to play Cameron Bay for a spot, or for a third place finish there. King Cove comes down. Larson loses the handle. It's going to be Jeremiah Ayatunga for Shishmaref. Into the lane, blocked by Duarte, but a foul. So Ayatunga is going to head back to the line here. And this whistle is going to go on the reach for Jason Duarte. Again, a couple tight games yesterday. The King Cove boys stay alive. They had to battle a favorite here on Thursday. They fell to No Attack, and the Robert Sheldon-led No Attack Lynx have pushed into the championship game where they're going to face Nunamute later today. And that is a stout team right there. 8-3 lead here for the Northern Lights to get things underway. And King Cove will have it. Gary Gould on the right side, picked up by Sinek. They'll go down low to Severian, tipped out to Larson. Back to Graydon in the corner. Now to Gary. He's going to fire a triple. This one's good. He set his feet and knocked it down and gets it to go. Fred Sinek trying to dump pass down to Ayatunga and off the mark. I see the girls over there cheering on the boys again. It will be the King Cove girls later on. Down low, up and in. As Kenneth Stevenson gets on the board for the second time. A 10-6 game here. Shishmaref on top of King Cove in the early going. 5:37 to play here in the first. You're listening to state championship basketball here on KSDP. Gould's going to try a three. Off the mark, tipped out, Nyakpuk. Ahead to Sinek, Fred all the way back for two more. and 12-6 the score. Gould with it, up top, knocked away. It's Kakiuk, Edwards streaking down to the left side. Two more, time out, King Cove, as Kakiuk knocked in another. And it's 14-6 in the blink of an eye with the Shishmaref boys on top of King Cove. Everybody's still kind of waking up here. Timeout on the floor for the T-Jacks. Been a pleasure following these boys over the last couple years. And looking in again, the championship quarterfinals on Thursday, you could circle one of the biggest games there, biggest games of the tournament here in the championship bracket. No Attack versus King Cove on the boys' side. No Attack ended up taking that one 54-40, but it was a lot closer than that as the King Cove boys battled. It might have been 64-50. It was that 14-point spread there, but Jason Duarte kind of came through big and scored 14 points down the stretch there, but absorbing each blow was No Attack. The King Cove boys unable to overcome that one, and it was a tough one. They come back and bounce back with a tight 53-50 win over Kipnuk yesterday. And now one more try here. Severian on a putback. He's going to score. And Graydon's got five in the game, and it's 14-8. 4:40 to play here. Stevenson the runner, left it short. Graydon the rebound. He'll bring it up and cross the timeline, picked up by Edward Kakia. Over to the right side, his pass intended for Gould, and it slides out. And it'll be Northern Lights ball. Coming in off the bench is Brian Akili. It'll be Shish ball, though. Up top, Iatunga's going to fire a three. Dylan Larson, the rebound. Larson over to Severian. Now to Gould on the left side. Hesitation dribble popped up. Knocked loose from behind. It's Fred Sinuk. Nearly got it. Back in the backcourt, though. We got a four-on-three. Severian up and bumped in a whistle. A near steal there again, but Gould recovers. And Severian attacks the basket. And here's our full timeout, a media timeout. Let's go ahead and keep it right here for now. We'll do our quarter breaks as usual and a lengthy timeout there at the half. Folks, you're listening to KSDP's coverage of state championship basketball up here in Anchorage. We got the King Cove boys on right now. About 9:30 or so, we're going to have the start of the King Cove girls. Playing for fourth place here are the T-Jacks, the rookies, an opportunity to play for third. They fell in a tight semifinal last night against Selawik, dropping that one 50-48 in a just a wild finish for the second year in a row. The Selawik girls knock off the King Cove girls in the state semifinals. So a win shy of playing for the championship, but for King Cove, they could still bring home some hardware as they're playing for third place. They finished fifth last year, lost in that game against the talented Buckland team. And so we'll see how the rookies respond to a 9:30 game. Coming up following this one, 3:58 to play here in the first quarter, 14-8 to score, with the Shishmaref boys leading King Cove. Severian at the line to shoot free throws. And up for the first. 6 points now for Graydon. And the King Cove boys pull closer. 14-9 ball game. Severian's second shot up, and this one is good as well. 14-10. Little full court pressure now by the T-Jack. A bump in the backcourt is going to go on Graydon as Sinuk came through. And streaked up the right side, got the step, and was able to draw contact on the move. The inbound, Kakiuk with it. He's going to be picked up by Gould. Gets a screen up top from Iatunga, comes to his right side, and finds Kenneth Stevenson. Another screen here. Stevenson illegal screen by Ayatunga. Apparently, he shifted his feet as he was setting the pick, and Jeremiah.
Hey, guys, come set screen.
Well, for Shishmaref, that's the second team foul. First on Ayatunga. Gould with it against Fred Sunna. Back to Severian. Severian against Kakiak. Thought about the three. Instead, it's going to come back to Gary. Dylan Larson up there for the screen. Step back pop shot for Gould off the mark. And the rebound to Jeremiah Ayatunga. A nice look there on the step back. He created space but didn't get it to go down. And now a reach in against the T-Jacks.
Keep attacking, guys. Keep attacking. Hey, Maya, he's
so,
going at him. Third.
Severian picks up number two just like that. With 3:09 to play, the inbound comes in, and Ayatunga puts it down. Jeremiah's got 4 points in the game, and it's 16-10 Shishmaref with 2:58 to play. Dylan Larson, the turnaround jumper. Dylan with a big bucket. 16-12. Kakiak with it. Edward into the lane against McNeff to the left hand for two. And a little bit of a flurry here offensively for both teams. Severian's going to try to knock down a three on the top of the key, and he's going to hit it. 18-15. I think the boys are awake now. Here comes Sinek on the right side. Dumps the pass off to Kakiak. The floater off the mark and into the hands of Gary Gould on the rebound. This is where King Cove can be so good when Gary gets that board. He pushes the ball so well and finds the open man. Over to Severian, intercepted. Ayatunga on the sideline, lost the handle. It's going to be a foul against King Cove going for the ball. J.C. Nackneth whistled there. 15 foul, out of bounds. Kakiak going down to Kenneth. So the inbound coming, full court pressure by Shishmaref. 1:59 to play here in the first. Gary Gould over to McNeff. Ahead of the pack to Dylan Larson. Dylan driving and a whistle. Coming over the arm was Eric Nyakfuck. And Dylan's going to shoot a couple free throws. Dylan 0-for-1 on the first.
And you got
And the second one, good as well. Down low, Ayatunga left open for the left hand. Can't hit down low. Severian there with him. Ayatunga gets the rebound right back, knocked loose. It'll stay with Shishmaref. Jeremiah, a deceptive player out there. He's about the size of Gary Gould, but plays a little more active on as the big man here for Shishmaref. And a shot on the inbound. Kakiak off the mark. Gould will bring it up here on for King Cove with 1:23 to play. 18-16 the score. The T-Jacks down by a bucket. McNeff with it in the corner. Up to Gould. Gary puts it on the floor and a whistle. This might go on Fred Sunuk. Gould attacking the basket and another free throw opportunity here. Gould at the line, missing on the first. Another attempt here with 1:12 to play. Also on the floor there is Braden Brandle. For King Cove, he had just checked in. Gary's second shot lining up here with 1:12 left, and that one's good. 18-17, 4 points now for Gary. Sinek in the backcourt, going to get over to Tukakia. Going to streak down the left side, out to Nyakbuk. They move the ball. Fred Sinek's open for three. This one's off the mark. Down low, there's Ayatunga powering it up. He can't hit. Macnap comes away with it. And JC finds Graydon Severian to bring it up. And here comes Graydon. Across the timeline, Kakiak on him. Around the back dribble, gets it to the high post. Now back out to Gary. And Gould comes over. It'll be the reset for the T-Jacks. Dylan Larson with it on the wing against Ayatunga. To Graydon. The floater, got it to drop. Two more for Severian as he's having himself a start. 19-18 lead and a whistle at the other end as Stevenson attacking the basket. So Kenneth heads to the line. The foul on J.C. Macneff, that's number two on him. And the sixth team foul with 22 seconds to play here in the first. Stevenson at the line, short on the first attempt, and another one coming.
Take your time, Kenneth. Take your time.
The boys of Shishmaref shooting 2 of 5 here in the first quarter at the line. And the second one off the mark as well. Big rebound here for Gary, and Gould's going to push. Up the right side, his pass intercepted. Kenneth Stevenson got in front of it. Now they go to Kakia. Down to 10 seconds left. Back to Stevenson. And to Kakia. 6 seconds to play. Edwards going to step into a three. That hits back iron. Here's the rebound to Brandle. His pass off the mark, and that's going to end the first quarter. King Cove leading 19-18 against Shishmaref. Fourth place on the line. Let's go ahead and step away for a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to KSDP's coverage of state championship basketball. Back in 1 minute.
I'd like to take the time to say thank you to our sponsors of the Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alaska, offering a number of services including freight forwarding, trucking, vessel expediting, business expediting, and moving services from the village of Cold Bay. For more details, give them a call at 907-532-2407. Aleutian Services, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering electric utility and heating fuel services since 2006. Sandpoint Generating is proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP and support the people of the Aleutians East Borough. For more details or prices, 383-4020. That's 383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, proud sponsor, high school basketball, and KSDP.
And a big thank you to our membership. We are at the state championship, and here is Charles Pulliam once again.
And thanks for that. Back here for the second quarter, a 19-18 lead for King Cove here as a fast start in the early morning hours of the last day of the 1A basketball tournament. Down low, a shot for Shishmaref to start the second, and that goes down for Ayatunga. A big first quarter there for Graydon as Severian picked up 12 points. Around the back pass to Macneff, right back to Graydon. The give and go, what a play. More coming on for Severian, and it's 21-20. Sinek with it for Shishmaref. Fred in the lane, loops it over his head to Ayatunga. Now out for Kakiak for a three. Edward knocks it down for Shishmaref. Ahead of the pack, Gary Gould's pass way over the top of J.C. Macneff. And out of bounds, it's going to go to Shishmaref there. A little pressure there by the Northern Lights in the backcourt. Shishmaref with a 23-21 lead on that Kakiak three-pointer. There's Sinek up top. Fred working into the lane. Kicked out to Stevenson. Now to Nyakbuk in the corner. Back up to Kenneth. And Kenneth will reset. Brandle guarding him. They go up to Kakiak. Now to Ayatunga down low against the defense of Graydon. And Iatunguk just shoots right over. Powers in for another one. 25-21. Gould finds his spot, high post, doesn't follow his shot. That popped right back to where he was and into the hands of Fred Sunuk. Fred comes to his left side looking for help. He's got Kakiak and Edward, another look. That's off the mark, creating a big rebound. He had a double-double yesterday and working his way to that now. Into the lane, blocked by Iatunguk. Out to Larson for three, off the mark, and Kakiak the rebound toward the northern lane. 25-21, Shishmaref leading inside the first 2 minutes of the second quarter here in this fourth-place contest. Sunuk fakes on the three. They'll swing it around the horn to Edward. He's on the left side, picked up by Gary Gould. Back to Nyakpa. A 1-3-1 switch here by the T-Jacks. Nyakpa tries a runner. That's off the mark. Severian ahead. Around the back dribble, gets by Nyakpuk, plus the foul. It doesn't fall, though. Two shots coming for Graydon as he continues to shine here offensively. 14 points in the ballgame. 5:35 to play here in the second quarter. Severian with it at the line to shoot a pair. He's 2-2 here so far. And this one rolls in. You got the shooter's touch on that one. Second one lined up here for Graydon, and this one also goes down. 25-23, King Cove within a bucket now. Sunuk into the lane, hangs. The double clutch doesn't get the roll. Knocked loose into the hands of Iatunguk, and now Nyakpuk up top to Kakiak. Edward going to drive through, gets past Randall, kicks back out to Stevenson, and now Iatunguk to Kennick. A deep three. This is long. Briefly into the hands of Iatunguk, and here comes Graydon. His pass, intended for Randall, knocked loose. In the passing lane was Kenneth Stevenson. Fred Sunuk all the way back. His shot off the mark. Stevenson's there for the rebound, along with Graydon, in a reach-in foul against Shishmaref. So Fred Sunuk picks up the whistle. And Daniel Iatunguk will enter the game here for Shishmaref. 4:59 to play in the first half. Deep pass intended for Macneff. Randall's going to hustle back to try to save it. Behind his back to Gary Gould. Good hustle play there by Randall. Gary's going to fire. Off the mark, goes long, and in the hands of Sunuk. Streaking down the right side is Stevenson. Severian to beat and blocked. But out of bounds. They're going to say Severian had it last. On the whistle, it's going to be shift ball. So Severian smiling the whole time, knowing it was off of him, and it'll be shish ball. He was content to get the ball, but the official on the outside corrected him. Gary Gould saves it between his legs after the block, but off the feet of Larson, it'll stay with the T-Jacks. A couple near opportunities there for King Cove. Shishmaref up by a basket with 4:40 here left in the second quarter. Daniel Iatunguk around to Kenneth Stevenson. They spread out the 1-3-1 and get it to Iatunguk on the post. Kick back out to Stevenson to the right side. Here's the pass up top, intercepted by Gary Gould, and Gary's going to knock it in. 6 points in the game for Gary, and we're tied up. Kakiak got away with the double dribble. And in the corner, Fred Sunuk with it. Loops the pass over to Edward. Can't hit. Iatunguk leaping for the rebound. Comes down with it, and Graydon's going to rip it away. Severian flows back up, crossing midcourt now. Picked up by Edward Kakiak. Into the corner. Dylan Larson left open. A three. It's short. Fell straight down from the rim and into the hands of the Northern Lights, and Kakiak to bring it up here. His right side to Daniel Iatunguk. Again, a 1-3-1 defense here by the T-Jacks as the Northern Lights try to spread it out. In the corner, Fred Sinek. A three. Big shot from Fred. He's got two triples in the game, and it's 28-25. Severian has it. Now to Gary. He's going to drive in the lane. Lots of contact. They're going to get Jeremiah Iantunguk on the arm. And it'll be Gary to shoot a pair. 3:14 remaining here in the first half. 28-25. Shishmaref on top by three. Gary at the line, missing on the first. He's going to get another attempt here as this one rolled out. Second shot for Gary lined up, and this one is good. He's 2-for-4 with 7 points. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Sunuk comes around looking for Stevenson. Back up top, they swing it around. Edward Kakiak looking in the corner. It's Iatunguk. Back up to Stevenson. They spin it around. Working the ball around the perimeter. Iatunguk free briefly down low. Powers up past Larson. No whistle. And that'll be Dillon with the ball down to Graydon. Severian to Gary. On the right side, Gary against Nyakpuk. A double team. Stevenson stripped him, but a whistle. So Kakiak coming across the arm. Gary to shoot in the bonus now. That was the eighth team foul. So a free throw coming for Gould. Maybe two. Gary knocks down the first. Another one lined up. Oh. Interesting here as the officials were discussing a 1-1. Gould missed on the free throw attempt. And nobody made the move. It's a jump ball, so it's going to stay with the T-Jack. Nobody moved on the missed shot. And Gould had the rebound and came away with it. There's the whistle, and it's going to stay with the T-Jacks out of that. Now, Sinek, a kick ball. As Fred going to pass back over. 2:23 left here, and it's going to stay with the T-Jacks. Strange sequence here over the last 15 seconds or so, but King Cove with it. Graydon over to Gary on the inbound. Picked up by Fred Sunup. Looking for Larson down low. Good defense by Iatunga. They'll come up top to Graydon. Looking for a screen by Dillon. Severian pops from the elbow and knocks it down. 18 points here in the first half for Graydon Severian. Under two to play. The quick pass from Nyakpuk to Iatunguk, and Graydon there for the rebound. Ahead to Dillon Larson. His pass looped up, knocked down by Kakiak. Iatunguk with it. And Graydon comes away, but he walked with it. Been a strange minute or so of basketball here. Randall's going to take a breather. Zakili comes in.
Hey, Eric, you're going to get open. Take that shot.
So Eichley off the bench here for King Cove. 1:37 to play. We're tied up 28-28. Shishmaref with the ball. Sinek in the corner. He's hit two. This one's off the mark. And Gary with it for the T-Jacks. Crossing the timeline. Gould's going to step up, shoot a three. Great follow through. He wheeled that one down. King Cove jumps on front. 31-28. Kakiak with it. Over to Fred Sinek. and the 2-3 zone now by the T-Jacks. Tip pass into the hands of Edward up top for Shishmaref. Final minute of this first half. Kakiak to the left hand. Good defense there by Dylan Larson. Came up short, and Gary's going to push up the right side. Keeps his dribble, goes to the middle to Graydon Severian. Can he hit from the outside? This is off the mark, and the rebound to Edward Kakiak. A two-on-one break. Stevenson right back to Sinek against the defense of Graydon, and a whistle. And with that foul, that'll be number three. So the third foul on Graydon, he wanted to take a seat immediately. Sinek at the line, missing on the first attempt. Another shot coming here. Been interesting here because King Cove not seeing any of Jason Duarte. Gould's pass fires high over the top of Randall. As Eichley checks in along with Randall and McNeff and Larson for Gould. And Gould.
And a 1-3-1, guys.
Dorsey on the bench, along with Severian in foul trouble. Ayatunga short on the jumper. Gould ahead of the pack to Brandel. Intercepted by Stevenson. Final 18 seconds now, and it's going to be Sinek. Driving in, kicks out to Kakia. A three, open look. Edward hits it down. 32-31. Shishmaref takes the lead. Gary locks the handle on the baseline. It'll be Northern Lights ball with 2.8 to play here in the first half. Shishmaref leading 32-31. Sinek, a three at the buzzer off the mark, and that's going to do it after two. King Cove trails 32-31. They were leading by one after one, and now they find themselves down by one. Again, some play out there. Graydon Severian, a great first half. He's got 18 points, but he picked up his third foul late there in the second. Gary Gould coming through with 10 points, and four for Dylan Larson for the King Cove boys. Jason Duarte came in, picked up one foul quickly, and has been on the bench since. I think he's played maybe 2 minutes of time on the court. So the big three there for King Cove in Graydon, Gary, and Jason. Graydon, a great first half offensively, just picked up number three, took himself out of the game late there in the quarter. The Shishmaref boys, led by Jeremiah Ayatunga, he's got eight. Eight there for Fred Sinek as well, and actually Edward Kakiak leading the way with 10. It's about 9 minutes away from the start of the half here. Want to step aside. We should have some officials. I see a scorebook coming up here. Again, want to remind all our listeners there in KSDP country, don't go away because we got a girls game to come up next. And that will be for third place. The Scammon Bay girls will take on King Cove. The rookies came through yesterday, fell in a heartbreaker to Selawik, 50-48. King Cove led 48-47 with about 2.5 minutes to play. They put on a stall and took off almost 2 minutes of time. But with about 2.5 minutes to drain off the clock, a turnover late, which is that 1 point lead, and a foul. Selawik able to hit one free throw to tie up, and then they get another turnover, and the game winner with about 6 seconds to play. So Selawik advances to the state championship, and the King Cove girls here playing for third place, and that game scheduled for a 9:30 start where they're going to face Scammon Bay. And Scammon lost to Antioch. The Scammon Bay girls entered the game as the two-time defending champions. So ANIAC upset the defending champs 52-47. And here we are looking at some full stats here. Again, 18 points for Graydon Severian. He's shooting the ball 6 of 7 from the floor, 4-4 at the line. He's also got 11 rebounds, so a big double-double here in the early going for Graydon. Gary Gould's got 10. The big stat here to look at out of that first half, 12 turnovers against King Cove, just 3 on Shishmaref. So let's go ahead and step aside here. Quickly out of the break, 32-31 the score. The Shishmaref boys leading King Cove. You're listening to KSDP's coverage of state championship basketball. Let's step aside for a 6-minute break. We'll be back in 6 minutes for the intro to the second half and more.
Thank you, Charles. This is Virgil, and we are going to take a little bit of halftime break. Say a couple more thank yous, listen to a little bit of music, and we'll be back in 6 minutes with Tundra Jack's coverage.
Our friends at the Belkoski Corporation are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP Radio. The Belkoski Corporation wants to thank everyone for making our communities a wonderful place to work, live, and raise a family. And to remind you that by reading to your children at a young age, you are providing the pathway to academic success throughout their education. This message is sponsored by the Belkoski Corporation, proudly serving our communities of the Aleutians Eastboro.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Why can't we get no doubt?
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
It's my turn to step aside and give this microphone over to Mr. Charles Bullion. Okay, well, I think I was a little quick on the draw. I'm going to keep listening to courtside sounds, and I think I didn't even have them in the mix. There we go. I need that other cup of coffee. We've got Charles Pulliam on the line, and I'm going to check and see whether he's ready. And in the meantime, thank you, Pinair.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
You're listening to KSDP Sandpoint and K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
Things going here, trying to save the voice here. Still got the full day to come, and of course a lot of King Cove basketball to play as well. As the T-Jacks on right now to start the second half, the rookies coming up next, and that's a 9:30 tip for that. It'll be Shishmaref ball out of the break. Sunuk with it to Jeremiah Ayatunguk off the mark, back out to Sunuk. So an offensive rebound to start here for the Northern Lights. Shishmaref leading 32-31. Stevenson swings it around the horde. Kakiak's on about the three, but he'll bring it back down. Extended 2-3 zone defense here, and it's good to see Jason Duarte out there. Excuse me, a 1-3-1 out there. And Jason's going to play the second half here after missing most of the time on the first. So Duarte gets the board. Off to Graydon now, so the big three in formation for the King Cove boys. Gary along with Graydon and Jason. Also out there, McNeff and Dylan Larson. Duarte trying to post up. They'll come across to McNeff. Down to Jason. Too strong on the shot. Tried for a rebound off the mark. And out of bounds. It'll go to Shishmaref. Sunuk will bring it up. Fred on the left side. Goes down low to Stevenson. Kenneth almost didn't grab that one. Out to Gakiak, now to Fred. Stops the key. Drives into the lane. Goes down low to Nyack. Puck and pops back out. Pass intercepted by Graydon. Tipped in the hands of Dylan to JC. Now to Gary. Nyack puck to beat. Gould will put it in. And give the lead back to King Cove. The first basket here of the third quarter goes to the T-Jacks on Gary. Gary's little runner there from McNeff and Larson Steele. Tipped again. This is off the hands of Ayatunguk and out of bounds. So a couple turnovers here by Shishmaref. It'll be King Cove ball. Full court pressure. Larson gets it on the turn. Sticks back to Jason Duarte, and now they'll go around to Graydon. Severian's going to pop for a three and knock it down. Still hot. 21 in the ball game now for Graydon, and it's 36-32. The lead for King Cove. Down the lane, Ayatunga can't hit, but a whistle. I think this is going on Dylan Larson. And a DeWill. So Dylan picks up number one. So Jeremiah Iatunguk to shoot a pair here. The biggest lead here for King Cove now. Still at 36-33 as the T-Jacks have catapulted in front and extended a slim margin. Iatunguk to fire on the second attempt here. This one gets the roll. Short timeout on the floor for Shishmaref. 36-34 the score. The King Cove boys. And Shishmaref duking it out here. Fourth place on the line. It'll be King Cove ball coming up here after this short break. Again, you're listening to KSDP's coverage of state championship basketball. I want to be sure to mention, if you want to catch up on all the 1A and some 2A coverage, be sure to check out Facebook on and just search Small Schools Broadcasting. Myself, Charles Pulliam, my dad, Carl Pulliam, produced a bunch of content. Push it on that Facebook page. Check us out. Give us a like. And you'll find some photos. You'll find scores. You'll find schedules. And you'll find all the recaps from the last few days featuring the 1A team. Inbound coming for the T-Jacks. Larson gets it from Duarte back to Jason. Full court pressure now by the Northern Lights. Gould trapped, taken away. Stockyuk got the steal. Coming across to Stevenson, but it's tipped. It's going to stay with Shishmaref. So the Northern Lights pounced on the T-Jacks out of that short break, and the full court pressure causes a turnover. Stevenson with it. Now to Kakia. Kenneth steps in, looking for Edwards, top the key. Tough pass to handle. Nyakpuk had it knocked loose, but Stevenson takes it right back. A three. This one's way long. And Gary's going to come away with it for King Cove. Weaves his way through several defenders, and a whistle now is going to go on Eric Nyakpuk.
Hey, guys, you ready to match up?
5:04 left here in the third quarter, 36-34. The King Cove boys on top. And they could add to it here. Their biggest lead was at four, and that was just moments ago. Dylan Larson posting up against Nyakpuk. The turnaround short. Duarte can't hit on the follow. And it'll be Stevenson to push. Northern Lights with it. Fast break opportunity slowed up quickly there by the defense of the T-Jacks. Kakiak with it. Now goes high post to Fred Sinna. Back out on the wing. And now a quick look for Kakiak, top of the key. Duarte, the rebound, tipped to him by Dylan Larson. Graydon working against the defense. And we'll bring it up. He finds Gary on the right side to reset the offense here. Man-to-man pressure by the Northern Lights. Gould over to Severian, and Graydon knocked down another. He's got 4 3-pointers in the game, and a big game here for Graydon, and a 39-34 lead for King Cove, biggest of the game for the T-Jacks. 4:02 to play here in the third. Up top, Kakiak with it, looking for some.
This is a required test of the emergency alert system and the Alaska Amber Alert System. Log on.
And 24 points here for Graydon with a full quarter and a half to play. On the other side, Shishmaref, two free throws here in the first 4 minutes of the third. No field goals. So The boys led 32-31 to start the frame, and an 8-2 run for the T-Jacks to kind of catapult in front. Now they're up by 5. On the baseline, it'll be Shishmaref ball. Iatunga was fouled, but they're saying that was on the floor. So Fred Sunuk to bring up, or to inbound. Sunuk on the baseline, looking for help. He's got Jeremiah Iatunga in the rebound. Lost the handle briefly. Jeremiah gets it right back. Now looking for help. Out to Edward Kakiuk. Edward shot, fired. That's a rushed one. Grading the rebound. He boxed out Nyakpuk to grab that one. 3:32 to play here. Gary's going to come down. Too strong on the drive. Nyakpuk with Severian to beat. Eric jumps over Graydon, can't hit. There's Duarte, the rebound. And the T-Jacks have it. Shishmaref comes up empty once more. Graydon's pass intercepted by Stevenson. Back to Nyakpuk. Another opportunity for Shishmaref. Knocked loose as Nyakpuk tried to go through about four different T-Jacks. And Jason ripped it away. Now ahead, Graydon out to Dylan Larson, back to Gary. Gould thought about the three. He's going to reset here as we are scrambling. Graydon left open in the corner. This one's off the mark, and Nyakpuk's the rebound. Ahead to Iatunga, and the Northern Lights will have it. Crossing the timeline is Jeremiah, 39-34 the score. Shishmaref down by 5, 2:35 to play. The shot in the lane off the mark. Rebound to Gary Gould. He'll spin away from a couple defenders. Look for Severian down low. The head fake can't hit. The tip doesn't go. Two good looks there for Graydon Severian, but they come up empty. Now here we are with it for Shishmaref. In the corner, Fred Sunuk. Up to Iatunga. Jeremiah on the wing. Back to Fred. And Sunuk wasn't ready for the pass. It goes out of bounds. Checking in here is Bradley Sunuk for his first minutes of the game. 2:02 to play here in the third. It's still stuck at 39-34. T-Jacks inbound. Jason looking for Severian. Graydon with it in the backcourt. Going to come across against the defense eye at Tunga. Gets all the way to the rim. Doesn't get it to go again, though. And Iatunga the rebound. Jeremiah against Duarte over to Bradley Sunuk. And Bradley's going to reset with Fred up top. 1:39 to play here in the third. Skip pass. There's a steal for Brandle. He just entered the game. And the young man for the T-Jacks comes up with a big one. Gary with it, 39-34. Down low, a block and a whistle as Gould's going to head to the foul line. So Gary going to shoot. And it looks like Duarte kind of trying to work out maybe a possible cramp here. Regardless, Gary can add to a 5-point lead here. Missing on the first attempt, he's going to get another look. Checking in here is Eichley for King Cove. As Duarte is going to get looked at real quickly here. 39-34, 1:23 to play here in the third. Gary 0-for-2 at the line. There's Graydon skying for the offensive board, though. And yet another opportunity for King Cove to add to a 5-point margin. Down low, off the mark, and a whistle. Hitting the deck hard is Severian, and he pops up a little ginger on the right leg. Jeremiah Iatunga went up to challenge, and both him and Graydon kind of came down in a clump. Severian may have taken the brunt of that hit. That is four fouls now on Jeremiah Iatunga. with 1:13 to play here in the third quarter. Severian a little ginger, but he's going to stick it in. Just waved off coach like, nope, I'm good. So Graydon's going to shoot two free throws. 24 points for the junior. And now it's 25. The lead goes 40-34. Shishmaref has not made a basket yet. And for Iatunga, that's four fouls. Three against Shishmaref here in the half. Graydon gets the roll. The lead at its biggest of the game for either team at 41-34. Shishmaref ball with 1:13 to play here in the third quarter. Fourth place on the line here. Brandel up top with it to try to stop Sinna. Fred goes right around him, looks to the left side. It's Kenneth Stevenson now. Fred fakes the three. Bradley Sinna's going to take it. This one's off the mark. Dylan Larson the rebound. And again, Shishmaref comes up empty. Macnet across the timeline, over to Gary. Now to Dylan Larson on the left side. Under a minute to play. Dylan in the lane, but he walked with it. A nice move from Larson, but he took the extra step. And here comes Jason Duarte back into the game for Eichley. 46.5 to play. Shishmaref. We'll bring it up. Dakiuk with it against the defense. Goes down low. Nice find to Fred Sunuk. And a whistle here on Duarte as Jason came across and tried to jump over Fred Sunuk. So two free throws for Sunuk. Second foul there on Jason Duarte. And the free throw good on the first attempt for Fred. 41-35 is a slow-paced third here as neither team able to really capitalize on a lot of opportunities outside of a quick run there by King Cove initially. 1-2 at the line. It stays 41-35. 30 seconds to play. Dylan Larson a three. Doesn't draw iron. That comes off into the hands of Sinek. And they're going to tag Duarte with another whistle. He reached in and Jason picks up number three. Back-to-back fouls on him. Twenty-two seconds remain. Northern Lights ball. Kakiak with it up top. Edwards looking for Stevenson. They go down low to Bradley Sinek. His pass knocked loose. That was Duarte. Ahead to Brandel. To the reverse. Too strong. Dylan Larson the rebound. One dribble, powered up, plus the basket. Oh, man, Dylan Larson. The old-fashioned three-point play opportunity for the big fella down low is 4.1 seconds remaining. He could make this a 9-point King Cove advantage to start the fourth at the foul line. The third foul against Kenneth Stevenson. Dylan misses. The long rebound. Kakiak a deep three. It drew iron from 70 feet. But that's going to end the quarter. King Cove jumps in front 43-35. Let's step away for a quick break. You're listening to KSDP's coverage of state championship basketball. King Cove on top to start the fourth.
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sand Point. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians East Borough.
High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. encouraging everyone to cheer for the Rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball.
In the basketball season for Shishmaref and King Cove, they could literally say they left it all on the floor here. This is it. The final day of the 1A high school basketball season. So a quick little look at some substitutions here, but the Northern Lights will be on defense, down 43-35. King Cove with it. It'll be Graydon Severian across the timeline. The T-Jacks jumped in front there, lob pass inside, and a whistle here. Graydon just lobbed a pass to Duarte, and Jason on the short end of the stick out of that one had to try to go for it, took a stab, and he picked up number four. Again, listeners in KSDP, guess what? We got more hoops coming up. The 9:30 contest will be for third place, featuring the rookie. So the King Cove girls trying to bring home some hardware. From the state tournament as well. Down low, Sunuk lost it but regained himself and powered up for two. Fred, the first basket of the third quarter, and that's the first one of the second half for Shishmaref. Gary Gould, the deep three-pointer. Man, that's a big one. The lead pushed to 9 inside the first minute here, the fourth quarter, as Gary knocked it down. Fred Sunuk behind the defense, fouled, and to the line. Gary's going to help him up. Fred says, hey, you almost got me. But Sunuk to the line to shoot two. 7:06 to play here in the fourth. Eichley in there along with McNeff and Larson. Sunuk at the line, missing on the first attempt. Another try here. As here comes Brandle in for Eichley. Shot coming up. Sunuk shot short, so 0-2 at the line for Fred. Rebound off to Great. Severian keeps his dribble. Looking for help now. He finds Gary on the far right side. That man-to-man pressure by Shishmaref. And down low, two shots coming. Dylan Larson worked through the lane and was bumped. So Dylan can add to the lead here for King Cove. He had a big basket to end that third quarter to really push this lead out. And looking to check in here will be Jeremiah Ayatunga. And Jeremiah playing with four fouls, going to have to play smartly here. Just picking up number four, though, was teammate Eric Nyukpuk. And now 6-5 team fouls against Shishmaref. Larson missing on the first. Stevenson going to take a breather here for the Northern Lights. Dylan Larson to shoot one more. This could make it a 10-point lead for King Cove early in the fourth quarter. Larson in and out. Rebound to Nyukpuk. Couple Northern Lights on the floor with four fouls apiece. That's Northern Nyukpuk along with Jeremiah Ayatunga. Daniel Ayatunga pass intercepted, taken right back by Kakiak. There's the rebound hook back for Jeremiah. 46-39, the full court pressure now. Kakiak in the backcourt. Gary Gould knocked loose from behind. Fred Sunuk. A 2-on-1 break against Dylan Larson. Sunuk to the hoop. It comes up shy, but Fred's going to head to the foul line for two more attempts. Fred Sunuk struggling from the foul line here today, though, as he enters just 1-for-7. 6-24 to play here in the fourth. Fred's first attempt is short. And Fred missed it anyway, but he was on the wrong line on the court. So there's a rare one. He still got the shot off, which is equally impressive. Hey, there's the make. Fred Sinek gets it down. Daniel Ayatunga Castile. Oh, man. And here's going to be a big discussion. Daniel Ayatunga came up with the steal at the other end, the official near the King Cove coach, called a timeout, apparently. Oh, man. And Ayatunga with it, and no official going to help out on the call there, as they're going to try to talk this over. Ayatunga with the ball. He clearly had some possession, and, a couple weird sequences here as one player gets to shoot a free throw at the wrong line, and now Steele waved off for a timeout on the other side. So 46-40 the score. And this full timeout here being used to discuss why there was a timeout. Gary Gould will have it, and Shishmaref had possession. Daniel Ayatunga with it on the steal, but the official had his back turned to the play, and they'll get a timeout out of it. So King Cove, fortunate on that. If you're Shishmaref, you're a little bummed out. Dylan Larson with it, tipped and out of bounds. It's going to stay with King Cove. The Shishmaref boys ratcheting up the defensive pressure here, trailing 46-40 with 6:16 to play here in the fourth. Gary inbounds to Graydon. Ayatunga guarding him, playing with four fouls. Fred Sinek against Gary. All the way to the rack. Can't get it to go. Kakiak ripped it away from Gary Gould, and here comes Shishmaref. The Northern Lights with it. Down low, Fred Sinek, a good look from Kakiak, and here come the Northern Lights. A steal on the inbound. Kakiak can't get it down. Tipped out into the hands of Nyakpuk. Down low once more. Edward for two more. They score back to back. It's 46-44. Long pass up to Gary Gould. And Gary blocked by Nyakpuk. Holy cow, Shishmaref feeling it. 46-44, Jason Duarte to come back in for the T-Jack. We're going to have to regain some composure here. Cool. What's it on the inbound? The Jason Duarte, that's how you respond. He just checked back into the game. Hit the three-pointer on the inbound, his first basket of the game. Kakiak tries. That's off the mark. Knocked loose nearly there. Gary Gould with it. Back to Jason. Deep three off the mark. Graydon down low for the follow. And the King Cove boys regain a seven-point cushion with 5:08 to play. Five quick points there by the T-Jack. And it's 51-44. Down low, Nyakpuk. Not there for the inside look. Duarte right there. And a push. This could be. No, it's on Kakiak. Daniel Ayatunga will come back out. Kenneth Stevenson coming in. 51-44, 4:53 to play. Shishmaref, a bit of a flurry there to get within 46-44. Gary inbound, knocked loose. Kakiak in the lane, too strong. Duarte the rebound. He's going to push. He's got a three-on-one break. Nearly lost the handle to Dylan Larson. And one again. Just when the Shishmaref boys get close, King Cove pushes the lead back out to 9. A 7-0 spurt. Now 4 fouls on Kenneth Stevenson. And for Shishmaref, they got three starters with four. Larson misses on the attempt. Duarte trying for the rebound. And a foul against Duarte. So for Jason, that's number five. There's a hit for King Cove. He dived into Nyukpuk. And the whistle from behind. .440 remaining here. 53-44. The King Cove boys on top. Jason Duarte fouls out of the game. Eric Nyukpuk at the line in the bonus. Nyukpuk waiting for the free throw attempts here. Brandel enters the game for Duarte. Again, Jason had just entered and hit a three-pointer to help get this cushion back for King Cove. Nyukpuk in the bonus. He's going to hit the first. He'll get another. 53-45, 4:40 to play. Second shot lined up here for Nyukpuk, and Eric doesn't get the roll. The rebound off to Graydon Severian. And a whistle now, Eric Nyukpuk, and I think that's going to be number five. So Eric Nyukpuk is going to foul out of the game. He was reaching in, and he's going to take a seat with 4:36 to play. And to the line will be Graydon Severian. 4:36 remaining. Graydon in the 1-1 knocks it down. 54-45. The King Cove boys on top. Second shot for Graydon. This one's up and off the mark. And Graydon stepped on the line anyway. It'll be Northern Lights ball. And bringing it up, Fred Sunuk. Looking for Kakiak. He's going to fire a triple and knock it down. Big shot for Edwards. His third three-pointer of the game to make it a six-point game. Severian pulls up for a jumper on the move. It rattles down for two more. 56-48. Sunuk down low to Jeremiah Ayatunga. Misses. Dylan Larson with the good defense. Gary Gould weaving through a couple defenders. Gary up top to Graydon. Knocked loose. It's going to be Kakiak against the defense of Graydon. Doesn't get it. Gets his own rebound, though. Looking for help now. He's got Fred Sunuk. He's going to hang in the air. Too strong. Knocked loose. Daniel Ayatunga has it. To Fred. To Jeremiah. Not there. The tip in. He can't hit again. Four straight looks. Ayatunga saves it, but stepped on the line. Shishmaref with four looks and unable to get it. Now a full timeout with 3:33 to play in this one. Got a quick note to look at. Let's go ahead and step aside for a quick 60-second break. 56-48, the King Cove boys on top of Shishmaref. We'll be back after this short timeout.
The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP. High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored in part by Peter Pan Seafoods in Sandpoint. Located on the Spit Beach, Peter Pan Seafoods is proud to support all the communities of the Aleutians East Borough and wants to encourage parents to spend time reading with their children this summer. High school basketball on KSDP, supported by Peter Pan Seafoods.
And not only all those companies, but you, the membership. You can go to apradio.org/members. Sign up today, right here. Charles Pulliam.
Against Sismarath. So, a quick turnover against King Cove, but losing the handle is Sismarath. They'll give it right back to the T-Jacks. Just 3:26 to play. Fourth place on the line. 56-48 to score as the Northern Lights down by 8. The T-Jacks, 3.5 minutes away and taking out all the little sanctions there on the sideline as Dylan Larson ran through, almost had to go all the way through the exit as he tried to track down the long pass, just unable to connect. So the turnover gives it right back to Sismarath. Daniel Iatunga down into the corner. They go to Sunuk and a blocking foul. Excuse me, Kenneth Stevenson works against McNeff and a blocking foul on the move. So Kenneth Stevenson to shoot in the bonus here. 19 fouls against King Cove. Shannon connects on the first. A tight game here with 3:17 to play. 56-49 the score. Both teams with three timeouts remaining. Stevenson, the shot up and rattles down. Two free throws for Kenneth, makes it a 56-50 game. Gary Gould comes up. And a trap here in the corner, and timeout. Jinko. It's been a wild ride here for both teams, playing here on the last day of the 1A state championships. And for the boys, both bouncing back for morning wins yesterday. Sismarath held off Nikolaevis 55-52. And the King Cove boys clipped Kipnuk 53-50 to make it to this fourth place game. And your reward, an 8 a.m. game, but you're playing on the last day of the season. That's something that not many teams get to do. So a quick look in a couple seniors on the roster here, J.C. McNiff, Anthony Reeve and Dylan Larson on the King Cove side. For Sismarath, it'll be Richard Tokiana and Eric Nyukpuk, Jeremiah Iatunga, and Gordon Wayawana. So, looking in at their final 3 minutes and 11 seconds of their high school basketball careers. Graydon Severian, the step back hesitation dribble, can't connect on the shot. In the backcourt, Stevenson's pass knocked down and into the hands of Gary. Gathers himself for a big look at the basket, gets a steal and puts it in. The official blocked my view there, but it's 58-50. Fred Sunup trying to draw some contact. He can't connect. 58-50, it stays. 2:38 remaining here in the fourth. Severian brings it up, and Gary is going to stop up and pop for three off the mark. They were going to take some time, but nobody came up to guard Gary, so he said, why not? Bakiak with it now for Sismarath. Iatunguk down low. They're going to go back to Edward. A three off the mark. Sinek's a long rebound. And a foul against the T-Jack. That's going to go on Graydon Severian, number four on him. 2:07 remaining. Sinek's going to go back to the line where he is 2 for 8. First shot up and off the mark. Fred shakes it off and going to get another opportunity here. 2:07 to play. 10 team fouls now against King Cove. This one rolls in. And it's 58-51. Northern Lights call a timeout. With just 2:07 to play. Folks here on KSDP, coming up here around, well, we're going to be a little behind here. We're scheduled for a 9:30 start, and then we're going to fall behind on this one. But we got more basketball to come. The rookies want to get in on the action, and they are playing for third place against Tri-Valley. That's the King Cove girls playing here next. And it was scheduled for a 9:30 start, but as soon as this game ends, they're going to put 15 minutes of warm-up time. So we'll be about a solid half an hour behind, maybe, on that one. Inbound to Larson for King Cove. Gary has it, tipped loose. Stevenson briefly with it. McNeff has to track it down. And he'll travel with it, trying to rifle a pass through the defense. Any whistle means two fouls or two foul shots for the Northern Lights. Down low, Ayatunga powers up for two. Jeremiah puts it down. 58-53. Gary with it in the backcourt. Around the back dribble to get past Kakia. Now to Graydon against Fred Sinek. Severian knocked loose from behind. Graydon, Brandle able to grab it. Gould to the hoop, not there. As King Cove just needed to take some time, Gary decided to attack. And another opportunity here for Shishmaret. Fred Sunnett looks down low to Kakiuk. 1:17 to play. Three-pointer for Edward off the mark. J.C. McNabb the rebound. And he'll get off to grade. A fight for the ball. Severian nearly lost it, but Gould has it. And a timeout, King Cove. With 1:03 remaining. 58-53, the T-Jack clinging to a 5-point lead. And they'll get it just beyond the mark. Just beyond the midcourt mark here. Final 1:03 of this one. And the boys can all leave it on the floor. Again, some seniors out there want to be sure to recognize the King Cove boys, J.C. McNeff, Anthony Reeve, and Dylan Larson. These are their final minutes of their high school basketball careers here. And fourth place up for grabs. As King Cove in the driver's seat, up by 5, 1:03 to play. A full timeout remaining for King Cove and two for Shish. Gary Gould to inbound on the sideline. The post up there, good for Larson, and he's going to work it back to Gary. Kakia trying to pick up Gary, poked loose from behind, off the mark and out of bounds. It's going to be Northern Lights ball. 52.8 left. Fred Sunnett with it for Shishmaret. Final five, or down by five, final 50 seconds. Kokia down low, a whistle against the T-Jacks, and Edwards battling through a side injury. He's been trying to stretch his right side for so long here. And he's got free throws coming. That's Kakiuk. This one is good. 58-54, 46.7 remaining. And a tight finish here. Kakiak misses on one attempt. Severian with it now. Final 35 seconds to play. Good defense here by Fred Sunuk. Looking for help, he's got Gary Gould. Skip over to Dylan Larson. Down to 27 seconds left. Severian and Sunuk going for the ball. And a whistle against the Northern Lights. And now a technical foul called on Fred Sunuk as he wanted to challenge the official to why he was whistled. And for Shishmaref, that's going to about wrap this one up. 58-54, 25 seconds remaining. A technical foul called against Fred Sunuk of the Northern Lights. And to shoot two here will be Graydon Severian plus possession. A four-point advantage. And Graydon makes it five. And here we are with 25.2 to play. And Severian knocks down two. Plus, remember, he was fouled, so he's actually going to shoot four free throws. And just like that, the lead jumps big time, 62-54. As King Cove has capitalized on a technical foul called against Fred Sunuk of the Shishmaref Northern Lights. Down to 20 seconds to play here. And Gary Gould whistled. Gary's going to shoot two. The T-Jacks 16 seconds away from wrapping up a fourth place finish. So two shots coming for Gary here, and for Shishmaref, just 16 seconds remain. Gary off the back iron on the first attempt. And another one lined up. This one's good. Lead to nine, 16 seconds left. Kakiak to bring it up. Edward looks for Fred Sunuk. He'll try a three and knock it down. 8 seconds left. So a little bit of time left. It'll be 7 seconds to play. 63-57. And a timeout here for Shishmaref as they're going to add a senior or two inside. Checking in here is Ralph Ningaluk and also Kevin Nyakpuk. As to the bench they go just to enter the state tournament here. The Northern Light boys going to call this one in with 8 seconds to play. Also checking in here is number four, Richard Tokiana, a senior for the Northern Lights. Gonna say he was out there. Jeremiah Ayatungak, a senior, getting a hug from everyone. Eric Nyakpuk, a senior out there for the Northern Lights, and a good show of sportsmanship here by Shishmaref. 8 seconds left. The King Cove boys will have it. As Richard enters the game, he's going to have to guard Grayson. And Graydon the inbound with 8 seconds. Over to Evan Richard, the steal, the shot not there, and Fred Sunuk's going to put it in for King Cove. They are the fourth place finishers here. Dylan Larson, a senior. Mac Neff, a senior. Couple guys there for King Cove going out with a fourth-place finish. And the final here, as it was wiped away so quickly, I actually didn't write it down. 63-59 the score. As the boys of King Cove are fourth-place finishers. Leading the way, Graydon Severian. He opened the game with 12 points. Had 14, 16, 18 at the half. 24, 26 at the end of the third. And then at the foul line, he goes 5 of 6 with another bucket and finishes with a game-high 33 points for Graydon Severian to lead all scorers. Gary Gould comes in and has a big performance there in the second half, netting 8 points in the fourth alone. The Shishmaref boys come up shy, but King Cove captures a fourth-place finish here at the state tournament. Let's go ahead and step aside, and we got to redial back in. We'll be about 18 minutes away from the King Cove girls taking the court. The King Cove girls will battle against the Tri-Valley girls for third. Graydon Severian named the player of the game on the King Cove side for the OPSA officials. As I missed out on some stats here for the final call, all right, we're going to get one more look at it. But the King Cove girls looking at, I wanted to do one final look in at some stats here to make sure I get Graydon's finals here. As the boys of King Cove pick up a big victory here to capture fourth place. And a third place game coming up here between Tri-Valley and Tri-Valley and King Cove. It should be a fun one. Folks, KSDP, my name's Charles Folliam. Check us out on Facebook, Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions. Just do a quick search there. You'll find all the content. You'll see some photos. You'll see all the scores. You'll see all the recaps. And with that, let's wrap this up. We'll have stats and more coming up at the break. To start this third-place game, again, Graydon Severian leading the way, 33 points. 63-59 final. The King Cove boys knock off Shishmaref and a beauty for fourth place. We'll be back in about 15 minutes for the King Cove girls. Thanks for listening.